Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second, the third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third, the first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth, the catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Rooker. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Rooker. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third, the left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is hit by the pitch. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swisher for a passed ball. Oliver moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sanguilan. The throw from Swisher to Kessinger and they have Sanguilan trapped. The throw over to Thornton, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Madlock for the out. Cardinal moves to second. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thornton for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kleins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a fly ball into center field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up beyond second. Rosello can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell strikes out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Sanguilan moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mendoza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosello hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rooker is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kleins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-2 in the game. Munday strikes out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell strikes out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stennett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosello hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mendoza hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-2 in the game. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into left field. Stargell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stargell. Kessinger moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Monday moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Monday tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosello bunts towards the mound. Rooker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Zamora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zamora hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Oliver, and towards Stennett, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sanguilan hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stennett hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.